Welcome to the Schmooze with Rabbi Mintz, rabbi at Congregation Beth Israel and co-director of Chabad for Seif, Dawson, and Lumpkin with his wife, Chaya. The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at jewishforseif.org. Now, let's get schmoozing with Rabbi Mintz and his co-host, Tim House, on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
Hey, good morning, folks. Glad you're joining us on the Schmooze this morning. Tim House is here along with our great friend, the Rabbi, Rabbi Levi Mintz. How are you today?
Thank God. I'm doing good, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Good to be in the studio this morning, and thank God again that I'm alive, and we're getting to do the show together.
Absolutely.
And we've got a whole lot for you folks today. We'd kind of like to tell you a little about us real quick, is to let you know that we're motivated by a profound love for every Jew. We're spurred by boundless optimism. Congregation Beth Israel is dedicated to building a community every day through a dazzling array of programs and services to serve the spiritual and physical needs of all Jews from all walks of life with unconditional love and acceptance. Folks, we want you. We need you. We need your commentary. We need your questions. Reach out to us, jewishforsight.org or 470-253-7111. Now, Rabbi, I know you've got a whole bunch of announcements to bring on this morning.
No, we got a lot of exciting things happening, Tim. I mean, this is for me at least, this is always the most awesome time of the year. I mean, we're going into the months of Hanukkah, of the Hanukkah season, and there's nothing like the energy of Hanukkah. You know, you have an 8-day holiday where we light the menorah, the family and friends and community come together. Playing with the dreidel, eating the latkes, having the jelly donuts, just sitting by the menorah in our homes and watching those lights just fill us up with so much warmth and all of the programs that happen at the synagogue every year. So I'm energized because we're entering into this great season, and this year is going to be a very, very special time for us to celebrate Hanukkah, because this year, on Sunday, the Sunday of Hanukkah, everyone is invited to the groundbreaking and Hanukkah spectacular. Not only will we be lighting the great 9-foot menorah, singing all the songs, there'll be entertainment, there'll be great food, there'll be great drinks, there'll be a major sense of community unity. And by the foot of the menorah, we are going to be groundbreaking, where we're going to be anchoring our highest ideals and everything we value in starting to build the first and the only a spectacular synagogue here and Jewish Community Center here in North Georgia. And that's December 13th, and we invite the entire community. Come with your family. Come with your friends. RSVP for the United We Build Hanukkah Spectacular at OurVibrantFuture.com, OurVibrantFuture.com. You know, I was thinking, Tim, you know, before we jump into everything else that's going on, I wanted to share with all of our listeners, you know, just, you know, there's been so much planning that's going into this incredible event. And we have two amazing women, Lisa Klar and Carol Hoffman, that have been really taking the lead in together with over 100 chair people for this event. And actually, you know, as we speak right now, they're finalizing all of the small details. And they shared with me something beautiful, Tim, that I think is going to be just amazing to be able to see. So at the event, there's going to be, we're going to be lighting the menorah. Right. And of course, on the stage, we know that on the menorah, there are 9 candles. There are 9 candles to the menorah, right? There's 8 lights. And then there's the shamash, there's the lead candle. So in total, you have actually 9 candles. And part of the program is that there's going to be 9 inspiring figures. 9 inspiring people that their story are stories of deep inspiration, you know, that they've gone through something in their life. Their story of their life tells a story to so many that's a source of inspiration. And they're going to be holding torches, and each one is going to be sharing very quickly messages of inspiring messages, and then lighting the next torch and lighting the next torch and lighting the next torch. And we're going to be able to see this visual of 9 ambassadors of light holding these torches. And I heard that we've identified as one of these ambassadors of light a local Holocaust survivor.
Wow.
Someone that was in Auschwitz and
wow.
survived all of that craziness and has moved here to Georgia and built a family, built a business, and really has been this ambassador of never giving up, never throwing the towel in, always dreamed to build a better and a brighter world. And to know that on that stage, lighting that menorah as we anchor our highest ideals, is we're going to have someone who went through the darkest of all times in history. And I mean, that the fact that we found someone that's still alive, that lives here locally, is amazing. And then, so they shared with me is that when it comes to making the blessings, there's going to be the Holocaust survivor together with a young child, together in a duet, going to be singing the blessings over the menorah. I mean, just thinking about that visual of the past and the future coming together, inspired to add light and make the world a better place, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. So anyways, my dear friends, this is coming up December 13th. Just go to ourvibrantfuture.com, ourvibrantfuture.com. This is a free event. Everyone is invited, and we're very much looking forward to celebrating this great, great occasion together with everyone. And, you know, like we say every single week, Tim, you know, this show is brought to you by Congregation Beth Israel. This is your local, loving, vibrant, caring, energetic synagogue here in North Georgia. And there's so much going on every day of the week. There is social, educational, spiritual opportunities where we have so many ways to come together as a united community. Join us. Be involved. Just go to jewishforsyth.org, jewishforsyth.org, and looking forward to celebrating all of the beautiful, beautiful moments in Jewish life in North Georgia together.
That's such a beautiful thing, Rabbi. I can't wait. Can't wait for the groundbreaking. Sorry, I got tongue twisted there. But also, folks, we want to make one more quick comment. You know, as the holiday season approaches, and America is kind of in an uncertain pattern right now. In my daily travels, I run into a lot of people that are in need. They need all kind of things, everything from support to food and just many things. Folks, reach out to the Congregation Beth Israel, jewishforsyth.org. Let us know if there's some way we might be able to help you, if nothing more than just to talk to you. Just let us know, because that's why we're here, and that's our mission that God gave us, to make the world a better place. So with that, Rabbi, we've got to take a real quick break. And then we'll jump right back in.
Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah, it's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome.
Now, it's time to Ask the Rabbi.
Hey, folks, glad you're joining us again. Rabbi Levi Mintz is with us. I'm Tim House, as usual. Hey, Rabbi, today we've got some a question that is kind of a long-winded one, but long story short is, it regards Sarah. Sarah lived to be 127 years old, and in that, what I'm understanding is that you can break down the 127 years into a age 7, how her beauty was the same at age 7 as it was all the way through 127 years, and how she was godly from age 20 all the way through, nothing changed. And maybe we just kind of want to talk about that for a minute as an inspiration to others.
It's an amazing point that you bring up, and the question is awesome. And because the verse, when you look at it, it does seem grammatically very weird, right? That these were the days of Sarah, that she lived 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. This was the life of Sarah. It should just say she lived 127 years. And there's two explanations. There are two commentaries on this verse. And like you said, Tim, the first commentary is exactly this, is that when she was 100 years old, she was free of sin like she was when she was 20. And the reason why like she was when she's 20 is because in the Jewish tradition, one only becomes completely responsible, entirely responsible on a religious level, is when a person becomes 20 years old. 20 years old is the age where one is a complete adult. Yes, the religious obligations begin at bar and bat mitzvah for a boy 13, for a girl 12, but in the entire sense, one is completely responsible on every element of life at the age of 20 years old. So at 20 years old, that would be really the first time that the real possibility of sin now emerges, comes the Torah and says that when she was 100 years old, she was free of sin like she was when she was 20. And then when she was 20, she was as beautiful as when she was 7 years old. And the idea is that when a child is 7 years old, they're young, there's no stresses, there's just, you know, the simplicity of a young child is beautiful. And when she was 20 years old, she still maintained that simple beauty of a young child. So this is one perspective, Tim. But I want to share with you another interpretation of this very, very exact verse. This comes from Rashi. Rashi is the medieval commentator of the Torah, who's considered the foremost commentator of the Torah. And he says that the reason why the Torah it describes her years in such a way is because all of her years were equally good. That's what he writes, that when she was 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, all of the years of her life were equally good. Now, you're probably thinking, Tim, my golly, what a lucky woman.
Yes.
A woman who, when she's 100 years old, her life's good. 20 years old, her life's good. 7 years old, life's good. It seems like her life is not relatable. Because most people that we know, we go through the journey of life. There's the ups and there's the downs. There's the good times and there's the challenging times. And we read about Sarah, and the commentators say that her life, whatever phase it was amazing, it was good, it was all equally good. It seems like it's hard to relate to such a person and to such a person's life. But you know, Tim, when you dig deeper into Sarah's life, was her life actually so good? Sarah did not have any children until she was 90 years old. Could you imagine wanting to have children for 90 years? Could you imagine the tears that she went to sleep with, praying, wanting more than anything to have a child with Abraham? We're talking about a woman who was barren until she was 90 years old. What about the other parts of her life, when she was taken by the Pharaoh of Egypt away from her husband, where he had the intention to take advantage of her? Or what about the other part of her life where there was another king, King Avimelech, who did the exact same thing to Sarah, took her away from her husband and tried to take advantage of her? Is this a beautiful life? Is this a life where everything's good? You have a woman where you have two kings that try to do horrible things with her, taking her away from her husband. A woman who all she wants is to have children and she's barren until she's 90 years old. So how do we understand her life? How do we understand that her entire life was equally good? And this is the answer, Tim. The reason why we talk about this in the Torah is because Sarah was an inspiration and is an inspiration to every person that will live after. When you have someone like Sarah who went through very challenging moments in her lives, but she is able to look back and say that my entire life was equally good, we're talking about a woman with incredible faith. We're talking about a woman who believes deep in her bones that there's a God and everything comes from God and God is good and everything that God does is good. I may not have signed up for this. I may not have appreciated everything that has happened. These challenging moments were very painful and I wanted things to be very different. But in my final analysis, when I look at my life, I'm able to say all of my days were equally good. God, thank you. This is the deep faith of Sarah. And this is the reason why we celebrate her years this way, according to Rashi, to be an inspiration for all of us. And we don't always know what's going on in our lives. There are many challenging moments that are very, very real and very painful. But we ought to take a moment and be like Sarah. And say, God, I know you're bringing this in my life for a reason, for a purpose, and I know you're good. And I have unbelievable faith, like Sarah, that I can say, God, all of this is good, and I'm ready to work to discover all of the good that you see from your side of the table in all of this that you're bringing into my life. And this is the second interpretation of this verse that we're discussing. And there's no question about it that Sarah remains to be an incredible inspiration to us all.
Wow. I just wish I could be just in her shadow for a short time. And someday I might be. Folks, we've got to take another real quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah, it's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome.
Hey, folks, glad you're rejoining us back. Sorry we had to take that break, but we're back. Rabbi, what have you got for us now?
Hey, Tim, you know, people always wonder, what makes Judaism unique? What makes Judaism special? Why should we value the contribution of Judaism? And what I say is that when one understands and appreciates the mission statement of Judaism, it gives an individual an entirely deeper appreciation to the great gift that the world has received from Judaism. So imagine you were given this big task. You are going to get paid $1 million, Tim, to sit and write down the mission statement of Judaism. You would study the entire Torah from A to Z, all of it, starting from in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You would study the all of the prophets, all of the writings. You would study the entire oral tradition, the Mishnah, the Talmud, the mystical teachings of the Torah, all of Kabbalah and Zohar, all of the Hasidic literature. You would study it all. And then you would be given the job to sit down and write the mission statement of Judaism. In the final analysis, what is the goal of Judaism? And I'm certain, Tim, that you would probably come with two different perspectives, two different answers. On one hand, you would say that possibly the mission statement of Judaism is that people should be able to elevate from their natural material state and elevate to a more higher spiritual plane, to connect with God. If you look inside the Torah, there are many ways that one is able to do that. There are a major emphasis on daily prayer 3 times a day, a major emphasis on studying elevated ideas to allow the mind to soar in the morning and in the evening. There's also a major emphasis on rituals, ritual acts, what we call mitzvah. These are ritual acts that allow us to elevate our day-to-day and elevate from this physical, mundane coarseness of life and to become more holy, more spiritual, more divine. That would be probably one path that one would take. But on the other hand, you would have another idea where Judaism's mission statement would then be written as saying that Judaism wants to bring heaven down to earth, where we take this world and we transform it, we make it a better place, where we utilize all of the gifts that God gave in this physical world and find ways to make it elevated, to focus on the day-to-day, to focus on marriage, to focus on life, to focus on children, to focus on making work ethical. The second mission statement is focused on recognizing the value of this physical world, focusing on the value of materialism, focusing on the value of this physical world. So what's the right path? What is the mission statement of Judaism? Is it a mission statement that is focused on spirituality, or is it a mission statement that is focused on physicality? What do you think, Tim?
I don't know, Rabbi. I'd have to really give that a lot more thought. I know what the Torah tells me, but I don't know. What should I be thinking?
So I'll tell you, Tim. There's an amazing story. There was once a Jew that came to the famous Rabbi Levi Yitzchak from the city of Bardichev. And he says, what are your thoughts of the Jews of your community? This is 300 years ago.
Okay.
The rabbi says, the Jews of my community are very special. So he says, what do you mean? He says, I'll give you an example. He says, if you come to the city of Bardichev right after the high holidays, after the holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you would find prayer books that are drenched in tears, wet with tears. And if you take all of those pages of the prayer books and you would rip them out, and then you would walk outside the synagogue and you would hold them in your hand and you would begin to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze all of these papers. He says, in Bardichev, you know what would come out? money. This individual looks at the rabbi and he's shocked. He says, what are you talking about? This is what makes your community great. The rabbi says, wait. If you would take all that money that comes out of those pages, and then you would grab those dollar bills, and then you would do the same thing, and you would squeeze them and squeeze them and squeeze them. He says, you know what would come out? Mitzvah would come out. Elevated actions would come out. And this is what makes my community special. Essentially, this story highlights the mission statement of Judaism, that our spirituality is the path, but the goal is action. It's really bringing these two worlds together. I'll give a few case studies. Let's look at the Jewish homeland. God Almighty tells the Jewish people that they should go to the land of Canaan, which is a regular mundane land, and what should they do? They should transform it into a holy land. Turn it from the land of Canaan into the holy land of Israel, where God Almighty is essentially asking the individual to take this mundane physical earth, but to elevate it, to make it holy. I'll give you another case study. All of the 613 commandments that are inside the Torah demand many, many ritual actions, like eating matzah on Passover, hearing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, giving charity daily, eating kosher, observing the Sabbath, so on and so forth. But what's amazing is that every single elevated holy act in Judaism always needs something physical for it to happen. One can't just meditate about matzah, or meditate about shofar, or meditate about giving charity, or meditate about keeping kosher, or meditate about celebrating the Sabbath. It needs to be done on very physical things in this physical world. Again, this idea that Judaism's mission statement is to fuse the physical and the spiritual together. Give a third and final case study. With the ultimate goal in Judaism, it speaks about the Messianic era. But what is the vision of the Messianic era? The prophets say that it will be a time where regular people who naturally have envy and jealousy in their hearts will come to a place where there will be no more war, where the natural reality of the world is that there's rich people and there are poor people, but there'll be a time where there will be no more starvation. Everyone will have what they need. In a world where it's natural for a wolf to devour a lamb, the world will naturally come to a place where the lamb and the wolf can live together. You see, Judaism's worldview, mission statement, is that heaven comes down to earth, where we take all of that spirituality, all of that elevated ideas, all of these holy, holy, holy ideas, and it paves the path. But it paves the path to where? To action, because action's the goal. The goal is that this physical world, this physical body, and all of it is now a vessel for holiness, right? In other religions, it's that the world should be able to elevate to heaven. Judaism says quite the opposite, that the goal is that heaven should come down to earth. So it's not that the mission statement is completely spiritual, and it's not that Judaism's mission statement is completely action-based, but the truth is that they come together. They are in sync. The spirituality paves the road for the goal, which is action. And this is why in Judaism, the final analysis, when we look at each other and we ask, how are we doing spiritually? How are the roads that we have paved in our lives by prayer, by study, by doing mitzvah? It's always about the bottom line. What does the goal look like? Are our lives better? Are our marriages better? Are our businesses better? Is the world better? Is this world a kinder, loving, peaceful place? And if the answer is bringing us to more of a yes, then we know that the spiritual path that we are paving is leading us straight to the right goal.
Wow, Rabbi, that's inspirational. And folks, please don't forget to go online at ourvibrantfuture.com and register and join us for the groundbreaking and for the kickoff of Hanukkah. Rabbi, thank you so much. I hope you have a blessed week, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely, and my dear friends, never forget L'chaim to life. Always infuse life into life.
The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at theschmooze@jewishforsife.org.